Man, see, that's what I was talking about on the halftime show, was high rhythm plays, high percentage. You've been running deep all night, and the Blue Jays haven't been letting you. You have everything open underneath. Although, there's a minute left in the game. All right, Norrison in motion. Ball hiked, handoff fake left. Dylan Heath gets around the defender, 5-yard gain. Jukes another one, 8-yard gain. There we go.
Brought down by number 23.
All right, timeout. Screaming Eagles with 53 seconds left in this game. The Blue Jays lead 50-14. And then it's going to be 3rd and 3 once this timeout is over. All righty. Eagles, big play coming up here. You kind of wonder what you could run to try to get a big play here. Man, that playbook's open. I do think, honestly, I didn't even think about running flats. I'll be honest. When you have Mason come in motion, right, have him stay behind the line. Ball's hike, you can do a fake play action there. It's quick. You can run that inside slot receiver on that right side where the motion's coming towards. You can run them corner, run a go route down the sideline on the wide out. And now Mason should be running straight right out with the flat. Well, that's in my mind. Okay, here we go. Two wide receivers on both sides, 4 total, shotgun. Here comes Mason in motion, looking for his guys. He's in the flat. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I was talking hypothetical, and they literally ran the play I just described, and Mason dropped it. Oh, my gosh. All right, 30 seconds. Next play. 4 wide receivers, 2 on each side. Mason in motion. Do a fake handoff. Antonio keeps, runs left, has his guy, gets the first down, running forward, just following his blockers, out of bounds, but the clock keeps on moving. Timeout, Eagles. Did I not describe the play that they ran? They ran a go route with the wide. They ran a post on the inside, and then they had Mason on motion to the flat. And he was open, wide open. Oh. The only problem is they should have ran that in the first quarter, not with 17 seconds left in the fourth, down by 36. Oh, man. Well, hey, once again, I know he dropped the ball, but that's a play you pull up in the film room and say, that worked. We're doing that play more often. It's no different than the play that the Blue Jays ran where the guy dropped the touchdown. The play worked. The play did everything it was supposed to. It just was execution. So you can keep, even though the play didn't produce what you wanted it to, it was still a good play. And if you apply a little bit better execution, you can have really big results. All right, Blue Jays. Got about 1 or 2 more plays left here, depending on what happens. Or, sorry, the Eagles got 1 or 2 more plays left with what happens. Because we got the bird battle going on. Blue Jays up 50-14 with 17 seconds left in the game. Eagles 1st and 10 at the Blue Jays 27. Right now the ref and the coach are just talking right now. And don't know. All right. Oh, okay. There was just a clock adjustment. Okay, got it. All right. Shotgun, 4 wide receivers. Norrison in motion to the right side. Ball's thrown to a Will Krause who's wide open, makes the catch, and he gets tackled. And now they got a rush. 13 seconds left. They're all the way down to the 5-yard line. It's 1st and goal. He's got to spot the ball. 8. They got to line up. Hurry up. 5, 3, 2, 1. The ref timeout. The refs blew the whistle and stopped. The Eagles were ready to snap. So they're gonna put 1 second left in the clock, and it looks like the Eagles are just gonna let the Eagles have one more clock because the refs said there was something weird. And now the refs going to talk to the Blue Jays head coach. Okay. Man, this is one complicated 1 second. The Eagles had the time. They were about to call the play. Oh, resetting the clock to 3 seconds. Something must have been weird. Okay, clock is running 2, 1, ball's hiked. Don't stop the clock. It's offsides. It's not false start. Okay. Oh. Potentially, I don't know the rule on that. Can you purposely go offsides to keep a running clock going to end the game? Because if so, that's kind of genius. Or is the refs going to rule, no, they get to do one more play? I actually have no idea. I'll have to look that up on the schools. It looks like the refs, I mean, they're kings, so the refs are going to tell them they get one more play. Ball hiked. Looks, throws right. Wide, or nice catch by Will Kraus on a quick little throw. And the Eagles get to end their night on a touchdown. Doesn't change much because the Blue Jays still win an absolute blowout, 50-20. All right. Two-point conversion opportunity, potentially, unless the Eagles are just going to say we wound it up. Kind of a weird way to end the game, but at the end of the day, that didn't change much as the Blue Jays on their homecoming field absolutely put on a clinic today as they were up 50-6 at half and 50-20 at the end of the game. Wow. Good job by the Fighting Blue Jays who made this crowd and themselves happy. So I'm against Screaming Eagles. It's going to be a long bus ride home, but you got a couple of touchdowns in the second half, a lot more positive plays to take. They're going to be hitting the film room hard. They're going to be hitting the weight room hard. They're going to be hitting the practice field hard to get ready for their game next week. All right, just to remind everyone, next week we are back in Park Falls as Hurley will be coming to visit us in Park Falls and to fight against us, the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, on 103.1 Trail Mix. And that'll be at 7 o'clock on Friday. And Athens will be on the road as they visit Philip Loggers. Now that's going to be a tough contest. The Blue Jays showed their quality here tonight, and they should have every reason to think that they can put up a good fight against what I think is a very complete Loggers team next week. So, hey, thank you for joining me here tonight. I'm Stephen Jetlin on behalf of 103.1 Trail Mix and the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Thank you for listening and supporting us. We love our local sports and our local teams. Good sportsmanship and wonderful play as we develop these athletes to be better. All right. With me, I'll be signing off here tonight. Once again, the score was 50-20. Blue Jays beat the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles here in Athens. All right. Have yourselves a good night, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station. Brought to you by Heckman Auction, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, by Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Though we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Favorite song, Yeah, the DJ said love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has it ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the scar, that scar remains. Saved a love that night of fire, knowing what to say. Instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every road has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Thank you.
sunny afternoon. Night to night.
Saving money is easy with the Trail Mix 103.1 Shopping Show. Go to trailmix.fm and start saving today at local restaurants and retail stores. It's easy. Trailmix.fm. Trail Mix 103.1.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s. And more sun on Sunday, highs into the mid-70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps warm through the 70s. It's 52 right now.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away, 'cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting. So she's starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand she's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer the light that shines within.
There's a Mix 103.1.
me out of the bearded barley nightly. Beside the green, green grass, swing, swing, swing the spinning step. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress. Oh.
Connect with us? Download the Civic Media app and text the studio. Download the free Civic Media app today.
We'll be right back. 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness. But it's better than drinking alone. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here?
Trail Mix 103.1. Let you know you're one of my kind.
There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. And give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. You're my kind. Oh. I need you tonight. 'Cause I'm not sleeping. There's something about you. Makes me sweat. I'm lonely. What do you think? Can't think at all. What you gonna do? Gonna live my life. What do you think? I'm lonely.
Trail Mix 103.1.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do it, to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. Craft your own magic at the Wicked Wand Workshop and race for glory at the Ninja Warrior Challenge. Feast on hearty turkey legs and cheer on live combat jousts. There's something for everyone in our magical village. Bring your family, bring your friends, and create memories that will last through the ages. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival, weekends August 16th through September 28th. Don't miss the adventure. Get your tickets at renaissancefest.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s. And more sun on Sunday, highs into the mid-70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps warm through the 70s. Right now it's 48.
I'm
Right.